Welcome to the Marketing Millennials, the No BS Marketing Podcast. I'm Daniel Murray, and join me for unfiltered conversations with the brains behind marketing's coolest companies. The one request I tell our guests, stories or it didn't happen. Get ready to turn the f*** up.
The chief marketing officer in a lot of organizations is the true advocate for the customer inside the organization as well. You know, a lot of organizations are operations are all about, you know, how can we make this more efficient? And finance is all about how can we make this, you know, cheaper, for example, where is the chief marketing officer's job to say, no, how can we create a better experience? What would be, you know, the ultimate experience that would allow us to charge more, that would allow us to retain our customers, that would turn our customers into fans?
Ever heard of the marketing expression, slow and steady wins the race? Me neither. That's why Wix Studio is built to help web agencies and enterprises scale smarter and faster. On your marks, get set, grow with Wix Studio at www.wix.com/studio. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Marketing Millennials. Today, I have someone I've been following in marketing for a long time. You might know him from Duct Tape Marketing. He's been around for a while doing some great marketing stuff and putting out some great content for the marketing community. But I want to welcome John to the podcast. Hey, John.
Hey, thanks for having me, Daniel.
I want to first ask, how did you get into marketing?
Oh, like a lot of people, stumbled into it, I suppose. I got out of college and got a job with an ad agency. And, you know, I worked for them for about 5 years and realized, or at least thought at the moment, any dummy can run a business. I want to run my own. So just kind of jumped into it with no plan, really. I knew I could hustle work, which I guess is going to always be a key to any business getting going. And so I got big projects, big clients, little clients, and you know, eventually found my way to really enjoying working with small businesses, mid-sized businesses. But they were kind of frustrating as well. They had the same needs and challenges as much larger organizations, certainly never the same budgets or even attention spans. So the way that I had learned, you know, through the agency world to work with clients just didn't work for me. And so I, you know, that was really the genesis of this thing called Duct Tape Marketing. I'd been running my agency for a few years and I decided I needed an approach where I could walk in and say, look, here's what I'm going to do. You know, here's what you're going to do. Here are the results we hope to get. And here's how much it costs. You know, that productized, you know, kind of approach to building strategy and installing a system is ultimately what I then called Duct Tape Marketing. And, you know, it was music to, you know, the small, mid-sized business ears. You know, I was trying to solve my frustration and quickly learned that buying marketing services is today, you know, still one of the most frustrating things for small businesses. So that's my whole 30-year story.
30-year story in 30 seconds. I love that. I want to go into, I know you're very passionate about the topic of fractional CMOs. A lot of companies always look for the CMO, that head of marketing, but why are you a big advocate of hiring a fractional CMO?
The idea of a chief marketing officer has been around forever. It's really typically been seen as, you know, enterprise, very large organizations, over $50, $100 million. What I've learned over the last, especially, I mean, certainly for 15 years, but over the last 5 years, I think it's really accelerated. Increasingly, that small, mid-sized business is realizing, hey, we still need strategy. You know, we can't just be buying the tactic of the week that somebody's selling. And so I think that the pandemic certainly caught a lot of people without a strategy, made them realize it. I think fractional everything has now become pretty acceptable. And so, you know, even though what we've been offering and doing for the last 15 years hasn't changed that much, I think the market is now ready for the idea of a fractional CMO. Certainly from an agency standpoint, it's a great way to differentiate your business, you know, as opposed to the people that are just selling tactics. And, you know, anybody who's out there just selling tactics, you know, as an agency sees it, you know, what a race to the bottom it is financially. And so we actually even did some research, a great deal of research on the fractional CMO industry, the state of it today, because it is one of the fastest growing areas of marketing. And what we discovered is that the business owners want more strategy. In fact, that was one of the real appeals. And then from an agency or consultant, it certainly made them more strategic, allowed them to attract somebody who assumed, you know, you're gonna do strategy first. But it also, I think, dramatically changes the relationship that you have with a client. And the fractional CMOs that we interviewed or that we surveyed confirmed that. That you now are, you know, you come in and develop strategy, you're seen as a trusted advisor as opposed to a vendor that's just there to fix something or sell them the tactic that they said they wanted.
Could you give just a definition of what like a fractional CMO would do? Like if I was saying,
Well, sure. I mean, two parts of it. Fractional, you know, fractional means part-time essentially, right? You know, and if I'm an under $30 million business, I don't need a $350,000, you know, chief marketing officer sitting in a desk in an office. And so it's the ability to buy a fraction of maybe that salary. But then obviously the chief marketing officer part really connotes a lot of things. First off, that you're going to develop strategy, but the chief marketing officer in a lot of organizations is the true advocate for the customer inside the organization as well. You know, a lot of organizations are operations are all about, you know, how can we make this more efficient? And finance is all about how can we make this, you know, cheaper, for example, where the chief marketing officer's job is to say, no, how can we create a better experience? What would be, you know, the ultimate experience that would allow us to charge more, that would allow us to retain our customers, that would turn our customers into fans? And that aspect of many organizations, the small, mid-sized businesses anyway, is completely missing because there isn't anybody there that is really fighting for, you know, that aspect of growing a business. And it's a crucial one.
I also think what's great about hiring someone fractional, especially at the beginning, is that you're hiring a chief marketing officer a lot of time to fit like a weakness in strategy. It's not to, they could be like, you have a great demand gen person and you need that brand and messaging side, or like you have a great product marketer and you need that growth minded person and you need that to fill some part of it. I think most chief marketing officers don't fill all parts of it anyway, unless like you have to be like, unless you have a chief marketing officer that's great, they can hire all three of those people under them and then they can be a good, great leader and manage them. But usually in a smaller business, you need someone who can come in to solve that big problem that someone's missing in the organization.
It also greatly decreases the risk. You know, a lot of organizations that $10, $20, $30 million, they haven't hired a senior marketing person because they're really not sure what that person even does. You know, the founder of the business quite often has grown the business by being good at selling. They realize now that they've kind of hit a plateau, but they're afraid to bring in that senior marketing hire because it might be 6 months before they figure out this isn't working, you know, and this is a really expensive experiment. So the idea of a fractional CMO is they can come in, suggest a path or suggest some new things to do. And if it's not working out, you can move on pretty quickly without the risk of the search and the full-time hire and all the benefits. And then, you know, what comes after, you know, you realize 6 months later that you know, it's been a total waste. So I think for a lot of businesses, it really does mitigate some of the risk.
I want to turn the perspective also to, let's say I'm a marketer in-house and a fractional CMO gets hired. What's the best way to work with a fractional CMO as a marketer in-house?
Yeah, so we see, especially, you know, again, small and mid-sized businesses, a lot of times they've realized we need some marketing help. They've hired somebody to do social media, to write content, you know, maybe to generate some ads, you know, for the business. But there's really generally no cohesive plan. And so what we find is a couple things going on. A lot of times when we come into an organization and they've got those folks that are there, you know, in the marketing department, if you will, they're quite often thrilled that somebody is going to come in and recommend a type of plan that a business like theirs should have, and then help them actually orchestrate the activities that are going to move the needle and make a difference. So quite often, they're the happiest people, you know, around because they've just been kind of floundering a little bit. Now, every now and then, you know, you have somebody that's in an organization that's been hired, say, as a marketing manager, and they believed that they were, you know, doing strategy and that they were doing the things that fractional CMO has been hired to do. And so quite often, education, trust building, you know, has to go a long way towards really getting buy-in from everybody. Because, you know, there are a lot of people out there listening that have probably worked for an owner that said, okay, this week, here's our new thing we're doing. And, you know, it kind of really, you know, you get on guard and you're like, okay, I wonder how long this will last. Is this for real? So it there can be politics. And, you know, we certainly, we come in with a very specific point of view. We can back it through years of, you know, kind of proven process. And so we try to teach as much as possible and get everybody on the same page.
What type of people usually become fractional CMOs? Like,
the ideal person, you know, is somebody that's got some deep marketing experience, years of experience, and quite frankly, in various industries. I think that's also very helpful to bring a lot of different perspectives to the table. It's somebody that they don't have to know how to do SEO, but they certainly need to know how to direct many of the functions that are, you know, the channels that are very common today. And I think actually, and this is a part that's missing, I think, in a lot of typical agency engagements, is they also, I think, need to have a really good handle on communication and on data analysis. You know, those are parts that are quite often missing, you know, telling the story that the data tells, you know, those are often missing really in any kind of agency relationship or non-existent inside a business. So, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on, you know, developing KPIs around acquisition cost of customers and lifetime value of customer, and then really taking that data and telling a story with it. That's in a perfect world, you know, who I think should be looking at becoming a fractional CMO. But, you know, we train actually and license our methodology to folks that want to become fractional CMOs. And I think that working from a framework or a methodology or a proven system actually allows you to be a lot more effective, you know, without maybe those 20 years of experience.
Could you go a little bit in the pillar of like, what is like a methodology and like, what is like what is an example of how you like teach someone that?
So one of the challenges that this model has of fractional CMO is that there are people that have a lot of experience and they have worked for an organization or multiple organizations, and they jump out and decide, oh, I want to become a fractional CMO. And they essentially sell a fourth of their time, you know, to four different companies. Might be paid quite well for their time, but it's pretty tough to scale that model. It also, I think, is very difficult to be successful because a lot of times what you're doing is you're just coming into an organization and saying, okay, what do you need? Oh, you want me to sit in the sales meeting on Tuesday? Great, I'll do that. Next company wants you to do a whole bunch of other things. Next company wants you to do a whole list of other things. You may have that experience and that breadth, and you may enjoy the variety of that kind of work, but it's a pretty tough model to scale. So what our model is and our methodology is that if they're going to hire me as a fractional CMO or somebody that has licensed our system as a fractional CMO, they are going to buy a process that we call strategy first. It takes 30 to 45 days. We have a very set process for helping them narrow their target customer, for developing messaging that actually is going to address the problem that their ideal customer has, for creating a complete end-to-end customer journey, for really getting them to start looking at content, editorial content as the voice of strategy, and then developing a dashboard that we are really going to then build everything around and monitor and measure everything around. From that point, you know, we'll identify the priorities, what needs to be fixed, what needs to be done next, but we don't pass go really until we go through that process. So what that really allows us to do is build something that, you know, a lot of fractional CMOs, it's just, you know, they're buying my big brain, right? It's like, here, I come in and I tell them what to do. But in this model with a very set process, we get them the results that they need, but it's something that there's a great deal of that work that I can delegate to teammates, and I can have other people involved on our team to deliver, in my opinion, even more value than me actually having to do all the work as a fractional CMO. So it's a model that I think does two things. It delivers better results to the end user, and it also allows that fractional CMO practice to grow and scale, you know, much like an agency might.
I've only got 30 seconds to tell you about Wix Studio, the web platform for agencies and enterprises. So here are a few things you can do in 30 seconds when you manage projects on Studio. Work in sync with your team on one canvas. Reuse templates, widgets, and sections across sites. create a client kit for seamless handovers, and leverage the best-in-class SEO defaults across all your Wix sites. Time's up, but the list keeps going. Step into Wix Studio to see more at www.wix.com/studio.
A lot of marketers, when they go in, especially at a smaller company, have to do everything. They have to do it. And they don't have time to focus on fundamentals of like marketing, which is like what you were saying, because narrow down ICP, get the right messaging for that ICP so you can deliver great tactical things. Most people who go in, because I've been like on a small marketing team, it's like, hey, we just have to execute a bunch of campaigns as quickly as possible. Right. And you don't have much time to even think about, hey, I need to step back and do that. But if you have someone who can do that while people are still executing, and then take that, like, now you know the ICP, now you know the messaging, now you know all what type of content you need to create, it becomes so much easier to now go back to the drawing board and be like, okay, now I can execute in a more strategic, straightforward way. But most marketers don't have, one person marketing teams do not have time to even think about this type of stuff.
One of the biggest benefits I feel like we bring to folks is we tell them what not to do, because they, in a lot of cases, they're just throwing everything out there because that's what they've heard they have to do. And they've signed up for every social channel, even though they're really not doing anything effective on any of them. And so absolutely, we can make them much more efficient, I think, as well with whatever resources they have, they'll be spent in the right priority.
Yeah, I think like the number one things that I've seen, besides being like that internal communicator, that voice of the leadership, the voice of the customer, is like the ability to focus the marketing team and prioritize. Because most marketing teams, well, I wouldn't say most, but a lot of marketing teams out there are unfocused and unprioritized. And like you said, they just think they need to be on every channel. They think they need to be spending money on every different platform because someone else is doing it. But reality is, like, it's better to be great on one or two channels than be average on 10 channels and not succeeding. 100%. So I think it's good to get someone to come in with fresh eyes too. And also, the thing that I've learned from my consultants and other like agencies, they're good to have agencies perspective or fractional CMO, it's like they're also seeing a bunch of different use cases in the market that they can take and bring to your company, where when you're in a business for so long, you kind of stop seeing things. It just becomes a thing. If you're there for 5 years, you just stop seeing the negative, you stop seeing some flaws, when you need that fresh set of eyes to come in and be like, actually, these are the couple of things you guys are not doing very well. You should change it.
Absolutely.
What is like the size of the business where a fraction of CMO is great, and then you should start transitioning to like a CMO? Like, what is like the sweet spot?
So if you just take the kind of traditional, like how much of your marketing revenue, or I mean, how much of your revenue should you be spending on marketing? You know, 6-8% is a very, very kind of typical number. I know it varies for industries and types of businesses, but if we just use that kind of round number, you know, you really got to get to the point where, you know, you're excess of a million. I mean, that's probably the floor for even considering this, because you are going to pay, you know, that even at a small amount, you know, of a fractional, lower end of a fractional, you're still going to be paying $60,000 to $90,000 a year just, you know, for having that resource. And then obviously you've got to have budget to spend on things like advertising and content production and things of that nature. So minimum of a million, but really more realistically, 2-3 million is really the place where it starts to make a lot more sense, because that's where businesses start to get a little more complex. They have more people. They, you know, in many cases have kind of outgrown the founder's ability to sell and are, you know, need to open up some new channels. So that's about the place where it really makes sense to start considering it. You do the same math, you know, you get up to about $30 million. And now all of a sudden, that's the place at which a business can say, you know what, maybe we need that $250,000, $300,000 full-time dedicated, you know, person in our office who's going to help now build team or manage an internal team or manage a series of, you know, external vendors as well. So, you know, from that 3 to 30 million range is really where this, I think, can make sense. And, you know, the good news is there's a lot of those out there.
What I've noticed, even like scaling, like being scaling on an agency side and all the side is that even 0 to 1 million, it's like you don't need many hires. You can rely on word of mouth. You can rely on these like easy
channels. A lot of virtual assistant, that kind of thing, sure.
And then when you get to like 2 to 3 million, it's like when you start needing to put in like process, start needing to hire. And that's where it starts getting hard because there's that natural dip of like, okay, we've been doing this for a long time, but if we really want to grow, we need to hire to start doing that and start spending more on marketing. And that's where it becomes complicated for a lot of people because those word of mouth channels have dried up. They'll come back once you start doing marketing, but they've dried up in the sense that you've used up all your like network capital to grow the business.
Yep, absolutely.
What is like the ideal, like if I was going to implement the strategy that a fractional CMO, because they're not going to be there, how as a marketer do I take this strategy and start running it with like my team while the fractional CMO has other duties as well?
So here's what we've discovered is they're not, especially at the size business we work with. What we're able to do is get the foundation and the plan and the priorities set. What we've discovered is that ultimately we built that trust now, and they're like, this is awesome. Who's going to do it all? They don't have an internal team. They will never orchestrate, you know, even if they go out and find the various vendors that they need. So our model is such that we never leave. I mean, our clients actually retain us for years, and we still provide the ongoing strategy, you know, quarterly, you know, we kind of relook at everything maybe on a quarterly basis, but we're actually there taking them from where they are to where they want to go. And we are then implementing, or, you know, we use a lot of third parties ourselves, but we actually are bringing the expertise and we're implementing and orchestrating, you know, as they grow and as their needs change. So that's our model. Now, I haven't run across very many people that can then just do it on their own. But in some cases, you know, and because it's, you know, part of it's a discipline. I mean, it's something that somebody has to be paying attention to every single day. Somebody has to be saying, no, we said these are our priorities. You know, that might be a good idea, but let's put it, you know, on hold. And my experience is most business owners don't possess that discipline. You know, they're really happy to chase the new idea of the week. So, you know, that's our approach. Now, having said that, a lot of the folks we work with really do need the foundation built. And so they really do need us implementing. But as we've gotten businesses to grow, we actually help them build a team internally. We'll help them hire the people. We'll help them set up the processes to work with those folks. And then we'll kind of move more into a coaching model once we do that. But that's, you know, that's as a business has grown to maybe $8, $10, $15 million.
And last question I have for you, because I ask everybody in this podcast this, is what is a marketing hill you would die on?
This is a mountain. you know, everybody gets all excited about all the changes and the new platforms. AI is kind of the new thing of the year, I suppose. The thing that's changed the most that we as marketers need to pay attention to is how people buy. Their ability to choose a company that maybe before we even know they're a lead, they've made a decision about buying from us. So the customer journey to me is absolutely everything. We created a process called the Marketing Hourglass that is a trademarked process that we use for our customer journey. And it has 7 stages: know, like, trust, try, buy, repeat, and refer, because we believe the customer journey goes far beyond the point at which somebody says they want to buy. And the businesses we work with, you know, we get them to look at how we move people through each of those stages or behaviors. And if you do that, marketing will take care of itself, because it's we're actually presenting marketing in a way that matches with the way in which people want to buy today, which has changed dramatically over the last 30 years.
And lastly, where could people find you, what you're doing, your or anything like that.
So, Daniel, we've created some resources for your listeners. They can be found at dtm.world/growth. You can obviously find everything about what we're doing there as well. But when you go to that page, if you are a business owner thinking, maybe I need to hire a fractional CMO, we've got some resources for you there that are free. And then if you're that agency or consultant out there that thinks, maybe I need to add this kind of strategy work to my business model, or how would a fractional CMO work in my business model, we've got some free resources for that person as well. You just choose your adventure and grab the free resources.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you sharing your knowledge to the Mark and Millennials out there.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week to hear more great insights from marketing's coolest operators. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to the Marketing Millennials podcast and giving it a 5-star rating. It helps bring more marketers into our community.